Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition regarding the boundaries of counseling, the limitation, the jurisdiction, the rules of counseling, you might say, from Imam Sadiq. As you know, counseling is one of those things which are very important in Islam, meaning taking counsel from others, taking advice from others. This is so important that in a lot of the verses of the Holy Quran, even the Prophet has been advised to take counsel from his companions. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Those who answer their Lord maintain the prayer, and their affairs are executed by counsel amongst themselves, and they spend out of what we have provided with them." So taking counsel from others before, you know, making a decision is one of those good virtues which God Almighty has encouraged in the Holy Quran. The question arises as to what exactly are the limitations of taking counsel from others? Who should we take counsel from, right? And then, you know, how should we go about it? In this beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, a lot of this ambiguity has been removed and has been clarified for us. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, says, "Counsel should only be sought whilst fulfilling its four terms." What are those? Firstly, that the one whose counsel you seek must be a man of intellect, right? The person you are taking counsel and advice from should be a smart person, should be a wise person, should be an intelligent person. But that's not enough. Secondly, that he must be a free and religious man. Right? He should be a free and religious man. He should be religious. He shouldn't be impious. He should follow the dictates of religion. It's not enough for him to be smart, because if he's not religious, he might be smart. He might give you some advice which is contrary to religion. He might lead you astray in his advice. Maybe this is a good indication that a lot of times people, right, who live in non-Muslim countries, right, when they encounter a problem, they go straight to the psychologist. Right. It's true, the psychologist is an intelligent person. He's been trained, and he knows a lot about the human psyche. But if this psychologist is not religious, sometimes these psychologists, they give advice which is contrary to the rules of our religion, and we cannot follow them. In any case, in continuation, the Imam says, thirdly, he must be brotherly and friendly. Right? He should be a brotherly and friendly person. He shouldn't be a mean person who's out to get you. And fourthly, that when you disclose your secret to him, whereby he knows as much about it as you do, he would keep your secrets and guard it well. Right. So you shouldn't go to a person who's a blabbermouth and might spill your secrets to others. These were the four pillars or limitations or boundaries of counseling in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.